Happy Monday, everyone, and I surely pray that your Monday is happy. Mondays can be kind of, you know, iffy. But hey, we woke up to a brisk morning here in Marion, Ohio. There was frost on my car, and I'm thinking, what? Did it snow? But hey, it was okay. It's kind of warm outside right now. I think the high is probably near 60. And not only that, we only have like 60 days left in the year of 2021. Wow, here it comes, 2022. Can you believe it's almost here? It's almost here. Some people say, well, I'm so glad 2021 is almost over. And you know what? I think you are the same people who said, I would be glad when 2020 is over, and it's gone. Okay, here comes a new year dawning. But welcome again to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And you know, we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. And a lot of people always say, well, how can I get the radio show on my phone, my cell phone? That is the address, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download an app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during this show that we're doing right now by calling 740-383-9944 just to be a part of the conversation. And today is politics, and I have one of the candidates with me here today. I will be with her in just a few moments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. These are some of my diehard fans, and I know some of you who are listening are diehard fans as well. And thank you so very much. Well, we will start with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. And you know, last time I saw Chappie, he was telling me how to bake a ham, and I didn't write it down. So when I go see him again, I'm going to write it down this time. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. I think this is about to be over for this year, 2021, and I think December is the last Saturday. This takes place every third Saturday of every month. Free produce, and it will take place November the 20th at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Make note on your calendars, especially if you would like to share this information with other people who may be in need. And don't forget, that's during Thanksgiving time, and a lot of people are in need of free produce. Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone, 740-262-0939. Okay, I'd like to start my show with a thought for today, and it's titled, Look Inwards. And it goes, we all have three eyes. Two for looking out and one for looking in. Why would we want to look in when everything is happening out there? Because the treasure seek is inside, not outside. What is treasure? Beauty, truth, peace, happiness. You already have what you seek. You already are stunningly beautiful. You are already peaceful and loving. How come you don't know this? Simple. You never look inwards beyond superficial memories or recent experiences. So you never see your own riches. Wow. That was really profound. Oh, that touched my heart. Take a moment to stop. Look in and see. Don't rush. Don't search. Just look and be aware. Wow, what a profound thought for today. Now my attention goes to my guest, Tara Dyer. She is the third time running candidate in the election. Second for this fifth ward, mm-hmm. but you also ran for another one.
County Commissioners twice?
Mm-hmm. Well, four. Where have I been? Four times. Well, hi, Tara. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm truly blessed today. Thank you for having me on this day before Election Day.
Go vote, everybody. Go vote. Please. I meant to say that. Go vote, go vote, go vote. I voted earlier today. Yes, I did. They really got a nice setup down there at the...
Yes, they truly do. And the early vote count, I think... I just got an idea, you know, of a steady stream of people in the last couple of days. My children voted yesterday, and I had somebody voted today and just said it's just been a steady stream of people, which is good.
That is good.
Because normally when it's, you know, a non-presidential type election, you don't get a lot of voter turnout. So I'm praying that people will understand the importance of local politics and go out and vote.
I think because of some of the recent activities in the auditor's office and dealing with money that has to deal with our city, I think people are waking up and they really don't want to see us going down this rabbit hole and then all of a sudden we had a part in this because we chose this person by electing them, you know. So it behooves us to take time and study our candidates.
Yeah, democracy is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And most oftentimes it works, you know.
Amen.
And just like the name of your show, The Voice of the People, mm-hmm. you know, when the people speak, it's amazing. And most of the time, things iron themselves out. But sometimes we won't know of inaccuracies or crazy things until people are long gone. And
right.
then they say, oh, well, this happened, you know, during this person's tenure or whatever. But democracy is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it
you
is.
You know, and when you say, you know, you're encouraging your listeners to vote, vote,
mm-hmm.
vote,
go
that
vote.
Is an important element in this democracy. A lot of countries don't have this freedom, but
that's
in
true.
The United States, we landed the free and home of the brave. So, and guess what? It's free. You're not charged
yes.
anything to vote.
That's
just
true.
Your time.
That's
just
true.
Your time.
I mean, what better activity is there to have than choice?
Mm-hmm.
We have choice.
Right. And they make it so easy for individuals to vote. You could have requested an absentee ballot mm-hmm. that's mailed right to your home, you know, and it costs you whatever the price of a stamp is.
Right.
And you could also have taken that ballot, and they have like a little mail chute at the county building where
I
you
saw
could just
that today.
Drive up and just drop
yeah.
it in. You have to get out of your car.
I saw
and you know,
that.
We women, you know, we be looking crazy. So sometimes we just don't want to get out. So
that's
you
true.
Can drop it in that chute. I found out today because I asked a question for, I have some friends who are sick. And if they want to vote, they don't even have to get out of the car. They
really?
Can call the Board of Elections
okay.
yeah, and say, I'm sick. I cannot get out of the car, but I want to vote. And the Board of Elections will send a Democrat and a Republican to your car with a provisional ballot for you to vote. So I just thought that was they make it so easy
that is
for you
easy.
To vote. Yeah.
Right.
And we want our military to vote. So,
yes.
you know, we've got those type ballots. And but I think it's a testament
it is.
That the whole election process is just so made easy for you to vote.
Good. That's good because they made it sound like, and I think that's just to discourage people from coming out to vote. They try to make it sound like they've tied things up and they have all these new rules and trying to put all these different laws in to make it harder for us mm-hmm. to vote. But then when you actually go to vote, it doesn't seem like restrictions are even there.
No, not in Ohio yet.
Well, praise God then, right?
you have, if you have the proper credentials, which is your ID,
right.
And poll workers ask you certain things, and you know, if you are verifying your address and who you
right.
are, you know, and you have an ID, then, and even if you don't have ID, if you have a piece of mail
right.
that verifies your residence, like a an electric bill or something like that,
that's
then,
good.
Yeah, so it is very, it's not like they fingerprint you and then there's a camera and then, and then it's like, no, this person cannot vote.
No, wait a minute. My sister sent me down there this morning when I went. She said because when she went to, you know, voted in Georgia, mm-hmm. they, you know how they make you sign with your finger at
mm-hmm.
the BMV, mm-hmm. motor vehicle place? Well, when you sign with a pen, it don't really look the same. And she said she argued with that woman down there. So when I sat down today, she said, could I have your driver's license? I said, now remember, I signed this with my finger. So my signature is not going to look the same.
Yeah.
She said, well, it's perfect. It's just perfect.
Yeah.
So she sent
you can,
me down.
You know,
like
the other
that.
Thing too is you can, if your my signature changes all the time because
mine
I
too.
Feel like cursive writing is an art. That's
it
the
is.
Old teacher in me. And so if you feel like you're, and then some people are sick, if you had a stroke or whatever, and if you feel that there might be that discrepancy,
right.
Just go down and talk to Cindy Price or Brian down at, you know, the Board of Elections, and they'll let you do another signature thing to submit or
good.
Whatever. Yeah,
that's
I mean,
good.
It's no biggie. It's up to the discretion of the poll worker. So it's a it's not meant to be like you're going down to like H&R Block with your taxes or something, you know. It's supposed to be a seamless process.
I went down there ready today. I like it. I'm gonna call her and tell her about that. So I kind of felt stupid down there. But you know my sister Nita. She's a hoot, right?
Yeah, she is. She is definitely
my,
a stickler.
My. So, Tara, you're still hanging in there in, as being a candidate. And I've just seen so many people inspired by you.
Aww.
Persevering.
Oh.
Look how many African Americans are running for some type of office today.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh my.
Yes. Democrat and Republican.
Yes.
So it's a bipartisan type of thing. And the choice, again, choice.
Yes.
For these people, I don't know if they were actually inspired
by me. Well, I'm sure they were.
But I think it's important for everyone to know that because of the democracy in which we live, it is possible for people to actually be a part of this legislative process. But as you just mentioned with the auditor, it's not as easy as people think, you know.
Evidently,
I mean,
not.
You've got to, like the Bible says, study to show yourself approved.
Absolutely.
And as we do that, you know, we need to attend meetings. We need to look at the job descriptions. We need to make sure we understand, you know, what's going on as far as how the whole body works, you
right,
know,
right.
checks and balances, like the mayor, every time he is questioned, he says, well, look, I'm not Bobby Landon's boss, you know, he says,
right.
it's a checks and balances system, you
right,
know,
right.
and he's elected official, and so am I,
right,
you know,
true.
So we all work together for the good of the city. So many people think, you know, he's not, I'm not his boss. I am not the boss of him, you know. So
yeah.
People, you know, when you run, when you talk about, you know, the four people, Dana Booker in the fourth, Tara
yes.
Dyer in the fifth,
yes.
Kathleen Clemens running for the Board of Education,
right.
you got Tommy Reese running for Treasurer of the City.
Right.
When you talk about them and us collectively, You know, we are the same. But each individual brings their uniqueness to the table.
Absolutely.
And as unique and different as we are, all in the same African-American race, we all, you know, bring something different. And
true.
Even in our campaigning, you know, and what we do and how we do it. So
absolutely.
Yeah, it's historical because there has never, ever, ever been an elected official who was African-American. Never, ever. Now, you had John Garns.
Okay.
But John Garns was appointed. He was not elected by the people.
That's right.
So this will be, it's historical in many aspects
with
the number of African-Americans on the ballot, as well as if one of these individuals is so blessed to be voted in by
Amen.
The people.
Amen.
It will be the first time ever in the city of Marion, Ohio.
Well, now I'm surely hope we can make history soon, like tomorrow.
We'll have you running back. So where will you be tomorrow? Will you
at
be
at the Board of Elections?
Your favorite place.
I get
your
stuck
favorite
there.
Place.
I think Scott likes for me to be there because I get the information back to him faster, you know, faster. Because last time when they had that, what happened down there? Was it a power or something went out? I was the first one who got the results.
Right.
In Marion.
And I think I was at the station broadcasting.
Yes,
was
you
crazy.
Were.
Oh, it was so much fun with Scott. And I think Sean was with us.
Yeah.
And Scott kept coming up with trivia type questions. And and we're like, Linda, do you have anything to report? And then I think he had Crazy Terry at the Republican headquarters.
Yes.
And but I say crazy in a nice way. I don't mean like. But it was so much fun. And it was, because we were doing the presidential and we were talking about the Electoral College and Scott had a map and we were like so it was an interesting time. But, you know, it's nice to know that you can turn on the radio and see, you know, immediate results. Now, I'll be at there's a city planning meeting tomorrow at 6:30, so I think I'll attend that. And then I'll go to the Dems are going to be watching and waiting for your report. We'll be at, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, we'll be at a certain place.
Okay.
Amato's will be there gathered to watch and see the results of all of these contested races, because you know Jason Schauber is running an uncontested race, so he doesn't have.
But I've thought about that. I wonder why.
Why he's
uncontested.
I don't know. I mean, Dems couldn't. We had a lot of ideas of people, you know, in that you should run. That's your ward.
Thought of it. That's what I'm saying. I thought about that after the fact, you know, one way.
Yeah, but
I don't know much about him, but I think it's better when you have a contestant, you know.
That goes back to democracy.
Right.
You know, I mean, most of them. And then, you know, then you think, too, like, you want people to have a heart to run.
True.
You just don't want to, you know, like toss somebody in there and just, you know, just for the sake of running. And the Democrats, unfortunately, were not able to find someone who had a heart to run in your ward. But hope strings eternal, you know.
Yes.
And we'll continue to find candidates who are qualified to run for positions. And maybe in 2 years we'll find someone that can defeat Jason Schauber, because it is a democratic process.
Right.
Who, by the way, said some disparaging things about me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He just was not kind to me on his Facebook page, because I guess Jason thought that he was like the guru, so he went and gave his predictions of who the citizens of Marion should vote for. So when he got to the fifth ward, he disparaged both of us. So it was like, he's like, both of the women in the fifth are not worth your vote, is what he said. Yeah. So can you imagine him, you know, having to work with each one of these, or one of these, hopefully me,
right,
individuals,
right,
when he's already put it out there that we're not worth a vote.
That wasn't very nice.
Right.
Or gentlemanly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I pay his salary.
Of course we do.
So I think
taxes.
I'm one of his constituents, because mm-hmm. even though he represents your ward,
right,
he represents the whole city of Marion. But he was just not kind to a lot of, you know, he chose to parse his words, because arrogantly at a meeting, a city council meeting, he said, and I quote, "I'm the only city council person who for sure will be here next time, you know, in the next session." And although he's correct, he was very arrogant in the way he said it, because he's running an uncontested race. So you know he's going to be
right,
there.
Right.
But I think there could have been a more politically correct way in which to express that.
Of course, you know? Or hold your tongue.
Yeah.
That was correct. So. You know, but you know, just like I was reading in Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar had beat his chest all mm-hmm. out. You know, I did all these things. It's all about me. And God said, till you understand that I rule in mm-hmm. the kingdom of men, and mm-hmm. I give it to whoever I choose. And I'm sorry he did not have a contestant to run against him.
Yeah, we have to do a better job of vetting individuals. And we need to, and I am on Central Committee for mm-hmm. the Democrats in the 5th Ward, Precinct A. We also have to, I'm Vice President of the Democratic Club, you know, and we have to be more strategic, and you have to teach people too how to run.
Of course.
Because it's like the petition, and that's the main, is getting the number of voters that are definitely registered. So we got to, you know, the petition and just the campaign and fundraising and getting out and knocking on doors. I think I probably knocked on probably over 1,000 doors, you know, during this campaign. I was walking in the rain Saturday.
Oh, really?
But it was a nice drizzly kind of a thing.
Right,
and
right.
I talked to some of the people in the fifth and left literature there. And so you're walking and you're talking and you're doing different things that will identify you as being the candidate,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you want people to understand that you want their vote, and
right.
you're not making any promises, but at least you're out there saying, hey,
it's a personal
here I am.
Touch, right?
Yeah,
right.
Here I am. So it's a process mm-hmm. that doesn't start, you know, on the year of the election. It starts now after tomorrow. We got to get up on Wednesday morning
and start all over.
Start all over.
Isn't that something?
You know, looking and, you know, and the candidates that are going to be successful, yay, but we still got to, our voter turnout is abysmal. We got to get people. We got to get people registered. We got to get ready, you know, for 2022. We got to
right.
get that ready. I mean, so it's a continuous flow of you know, getting people. There's so much misinformation out there,
yes,
so we got to dispel that. And you know, we got people who are discouraged and say, you know, I don't want to run, I don't want to vote. You know, so it's whole. It's you know, but great people. You know, Brandy Downs is the chairperson for the Central Committee. Her job is to get Democrats elected.
Okay.
And she's very organized. She's very precise. She's a data cruncher, you know. And not only does she do all those things, but she also will get out and walk with you, you know. And it's like, okay, what do we need to do?
Right,
you know,
right,
and
right.
stuff. And you need those go-getters, you
know. Yeah, people that have confidence in you.
Right.
That's
and,
big.
And, you know, we got people, you know, Ayers Ratliff, Kai Mee. We got people, you know, who have been there. I think Ayers said that he's been on council 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then we got Mayor Schertzer, who, you know, the top Democrat in the city, you know, those kind of things. So we lean on them for their expertise. But we've got to have people that believe in that the Democrat and the and our party stands for something, and
absolutely
we're the best party in the daggone land.
I agree with you on that, because I do not like the fact that people like to demonize Democrats, because Romans 3:23 say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So there is no perfect man, there is no perfect woman, there is no perfect party. We're just people.
We're
right?
just people.
We're just people.
Yeah, and we're just, we're trying not to repeat historical missteps.
Right.
And like I was talking to Pastor Jackie Peterson this morning, and we're concerned about the Voting Rights Act and how different rights and privileges are being taken away in certain states. Georgia,
right.
Florida, Texas, you know, and those type things. So we cannot commit the same missteps that we have in the past.
True.
So we just got to be always vigilant.
That's true. That is so true. That is so true. It's like, you know, you can't vote this way. So since you voted this way, we're going to take that privilege from you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, we can get all that we need to win these elections.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you have to gimmick the election process to win?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you just win on your own, you know,
yeah.
personality or your works that you've done before?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like our auditor, this is the third person, right?
Mm-hmm.
That has really messed up the money in our city.
Well, it kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of.
Well, you had Julie Cagle.
Yeah.
Who did some things in the, was it the recorder's office? Then you had, you know, Bobby Landon, who, that's going to ferret itself out, you know, with more information. But then you had Judge Warner, who, so this is the, like, the third time that the Ray Grogan has had to get special people in to kind of look into what's going on in these offices and stuff. Because Grogan is a Republican as well.
Yes.
And he doesn't want any, you know, any improper improprieties or whatever. But this is like, but there are a whole cast of things that we as a people are trying to hold people accountable.
Of course we have to.
Yeah.
Because you're for the people and by the people. You
yeah.
know, and that's
and,
a big responsibility.
And we don't want the people to think that democracy doesn't work and that
right.
democracy is only for a certain few, those people who have money, they're affluent, they have a title or whatever. You know, the same thing that, the same rules that apply to me apply to Mayor Schertzer or you.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter who you are.
That's true.
You know,
that's
you have
true.
To abide by whatever the rules are.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Wow. I tell you, well, I was going to say it's almost over, but you're telling me no, we'll get up Wednesday morning and we'll start all
go
over
right back
again,
at it
you know.
Again. Go but, right back at it. We never, you can never sleep, because not only will the elected, the newly elected individuals have jobs to do, because we still got to legislate, you know, the people that are elected, they still have to legislate, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so not only,
mm-hmm.
so you'll have that opportunity as well as, you know, getting out and helping people to understand the importance of, you know, voting and all that. So,
right,
yeah, it's
right.
a nonstop job.
It is nonstop. But, you know, that's what makes our world go around,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
putting people in charge.
But yes.
It just is what it is.
It
but
is.
I thank God for people like you who have the courage and the confidence. I don't know. Sometimes my mother had to try to get me to run years ago mm-hmm. for city council. And I thought, well, maybe I should. And then I thought, I don't know, maybe I didn't have the courage to get mm-hmm. up there and run for office, you know. So,
because people planted that seed in your head, you know, like I was just trying to say to you about Jason Schauber,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
he, you know, what, you know, Satan and people are throwing at you, you know, we have to make those people our footstools and turn what was meant for evil and turn it into good.
Yes.
So when people indoctrinate that kind of thing in my head, I take it as, you know, I open up a book or the Bible or something and I don't let it, you know, because I know what kind of person I am.
Yes, you do.
You know, and I know what leadership I'll bring.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to city council. I've been preparing for this. The first time I was really, really green. But, you know, since then I've been in Leadership Marion mm-hmm. That was sponsored by the Chamber. I've also been nominated for an Athena Award. You know, I've been on the COVID defense team. I continue to do my volunteerism mm-hmm. in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I just got nominated for a Marion Maid Award. I continue to, you know, attend city council meetings as well as land bank meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I have created projects for housing. I'm trying to create a project called the Nia House for teens that some way or another don't have a place to stay.
Right.
You know,
right.
So for the last 4 years, remember I said we gotta get up the next day and continue the work. I've been doing the work, you know, and trying to be validating the fact that I really love this community and I feel that the Fifth Ward is, although that's my baby,
right,
you know,
right, right.
And where I'm at, I've got great plans for the Fifth Ward.
Right, right.
I feel like, you know, what I would bring to the table would be valuable, not only from the diversity front, you know, because that's obvious,
right,
but
right.
for all the voices of the people that know me,
right,
and will depend on me to be their voice at the table.
Right, right. I was looking, reading over, you know, some of the, your aspirations,
mm-hmm.
if elected, you know,
mm-hmm.
address housing, which you just spoke about, blight and beautification, which, you know, that's around the city,
yes.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
that you would study creative strategies, and I thought that was key points right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the housing, like you just mentioned, mm-hmm. for youth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for us to wrap our minds around. We have homeless teenagers.
Yeah. We do.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of hard to wrap your mind around mm-hmm. because you figure that everyone has parents or grandparents and
mm-hmm.
they do have somewhere to stay. But
mm-hmm.
I think the Adam H. Board is also working on this homelessness.
See, I don't know. But I know not only that, but there are certain scenarios that we need to be aware of. For example, what if your son, let's
mm-hmm,
say your son,
mm-hmm.
you get so angry that you say, just get out of my house.
Right, right.
You know, I can't deal with you anymore. So where's your son supposed to go?
Right.
You know, okay, so he might be able to go to his friend's house for a day or two,
maybe.
You know, but pretty soon his friend's parents are going to say, you eat too much, and, you know, does your mom know where you are?
Right.
Those kind of things.
It's time to go, right.
The Nia House could provide a refuge for everybody to get cooler heads,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
We try to get some counseling for, you know, and mediate between mom and, you know, you and your son,
right,
and say,
right.
okay, what's wrong? You
right.
know, you might say, well, he's smoking marijuana in the house or whatever, I can't deal. Or,
right.
you know, those kind of things, just to provide that, because the home itself, you cannot, because they're underage youth, you can't like just provide that, you know, because the parents would have to sign off, right, and it's illegal and those kind of stuff. But at least they will have a haven for a little amount of time, so they're not sleeping in Lincoln Park or at the library or at their friend's house or whatever. So, in that very same article, what I talk about is there are not a lot of things for youth. I believe Marion needs a youth center.
Oh yeah, we need to right have downtown, some type,
yeah, wherever, you right, know, right. We need to have a place for these kids to do something. And
I say downtown because the YMCA is way out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to get a bus out there and everything. But some, like where, when we were growing up, the YMCA, right down on Church Street. We could walk there. We could take mm-hmm. the bus there. You know, they had co-ed dances there during the summer. They mm-hmm. had co-ed dances after games and things like that. It was like we didn't even understand that we were maybe poor or we were black and we shouldn't be here and there. We were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We was enjoying life
mm-hmm.
as teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your sister, me, Shirley, Harris, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It was like we could do what we wanted almost. Mm-hmm. We had fun. And I know mm-hmm. times have changed and everybody's not out there just to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drugs was not a part of
mm-hmm.
us going out and having fun. But
mm-hmm.
but still, there was somewhere right downtown we could go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get a slice of pizza, play the jukebox.
Yeah, and there, and that sentiment is great, you know, because that was a different time.
Yes, it was.
In Marion. And you're right, the Y was conveniently located downtown. And there are, you know, many people who are trying to offer solutions to getting our kids to the Y, like Teresa Lubke at the YMCA. They wrote a grant where they gave sixth graders free memberships.
Okay.
And all they had to do was get to their school, and transportation would be provided to them from their school to the YMCA.
Right.
So people, and then just recently there was a young lady, I can't remember her name, who, and Todd Snyder, who had written a grant to just have a bus available, you know, for kids to get on the bus and get to the Y, because
right.
there are great programs at the Y.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And you know, there are things that we try to accommodate through grant writing, just to put a Band-Aid over the situation. What I'm talking about is a real place for kids to like go after a football game and hang out like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
We had Swinger back in my day.
Right, right.
You know, and play games or even get academic help.
Yes.
You know, have some kind of study labs and those kind of things. I think kids right now are wanting to do, because not everybody is a football, basketball, baseball
player. Oh, of course
player,
not.
You know, and we have to fill in the gaps for them. So I hear Tracy Richardson's going to be in town on Wednesday. She's our rep who is looking to see what capital gains can do as far as funding and things like that. So maybe someone at that meeting might mention the need for cultural recreation center. Maybe someone.
I could do that. I definitely could do that, because I already have it mapped out in my mind.
Because
that's why I wanted to hold
mm-hmm.
Y, you know,
mm-hmm.
but church had beat me to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. That place was empty for a long time.
I know,
now.
And I thought, why aren't we using this YMCA mm-hmm. for something, mm-hmm. you know, like restore it back like it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like that one out there, okay, it's nice, but it's still kind of small,
mm-hmm.
you know, and limited. So I would love to do that. I really would.
Yeah, I think there was something going on with the swimming pool or something at the
it
old
It needed
Y.
to be redone,
yeah,
yes.
So. Not, I don't think the ministry ever uses the swim part, though, do they?
No.
So, but I don't know. I just feel like if we can get together, get around the table, and let's just start having some brainstorming situations as to how we can motivate and keep our youth engaged.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because you know, I taught for 35 years, and right now I'm a mentor supervisor at Grant Middle School. So shout out to anybody who wants to volunteer to be a mentor.
Right.
Check me out at Grant if you're interested in spending some quality time with youth who definitely could benefit from having another adult in their life. So come see me at Grant Middle School. I'm there to help facilitate the program,
right, right.
But also to match mentors with mentees. So kids are my passion. So if I were to be so blessed to be elected by the residents of the Fifth Ward, mm-hmm. I will definitely always be looking to see, you know, what funding or what grants I can write
right.
in order to encourage positive activities for our children.
That's great. That's great. And, you know, you're like a diehard battery, Tara. I don't even know where you get your energy from. I'm like, there's no way I could hang with her. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I just could not. All all the activities sometimes that you have to put in a day, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, she's still going?
Yeah, people say that.
You're at this meeting and that meeting, and you're just all
just
about
nosy.
Marion.
Just nosy. Just want to know what the government's doing and what the social part of stuff is. And then plus, you got, you know, I'm divorced. My babies turned 30 on Saturday. And I'm retired, you know, and I do have the time. You know, I don't have a husband, and I, you know, kids are grown,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I'm retired. Mm-hmm. So I'll have the time to, I do have the time to commit to, you know, doing things, whereas people who are regulated to a job, you know, I mean.
Right.
So, people say I'm busy, but I have to stay busy, especially, you know, I'm getting up there and,
we're all going that way.
I feel good.
Yes.
I feel phenomenal.
That's good. We have like a few seconds left. Which one of your children are going to fall in your footsteps?
Which one?
You think?
I don't think any of my children will follow in my footsteps, but my niece, Jessica Coleman, I feel like she probably is my kid.
Right alongside you. Yeah, I see her. I see her. She's right alongside you. I have to give it to her. She's a beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
Very smart and talented.
Yes.
And I thank God we have a lot of talented black youth in our city, you know, and they're doing big things.
Yes,
and I thank God for that.
But
thank you
them.
For coming, Tara.
Yes, thanks for finally letting me come back.
Oh, I had so many people on there, you know, and I'm only doing 2 days, so sometimes I try to do 2 shows in a day, trying
mm-hmm.
to catch up. But
mm-hmm.
thank you for listening to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And thank you to Tara Dyer. Hope you will be looking
You're
at
listening
you.
To WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
But you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What was your feeling that day?
Sam, who was sitting next to me, I had not put him on the stand partly because he told his story so many times, telling it again wasn't going to make it much stronger. And second, he had a real problem with alcohol that was looming at that time. I mean, this case really got to him, as you might expect. When they said